1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 7. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And this is the love of God manifest toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. And this is the love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. As we see this particular scripture, this is the Holy Ghost inspiring John to write the word straight from the Father's heart. And He is revealing to us our God is love. You're not too excited about that. Should be. You see, everything that God does, everything that God is rooted and grounded and motivated by love. So therefore, we don't have to stop and think, well, is it God's will to heal? Because God is love. And if you love somebody, you don't want to see them suffer. Is prosperity God's will? Well, yeah, I know it is, because my God is love and He wants to see me be a success. He wants to see me prosper. He wants to see me increase. Well, how do you know that? Because I know what I want for my kids. Well, you know, sometimes people have to go through things. Hey, I have no problem with people going through things. Let's come out victorious. Amen? We go through stuff. But we keep our eyes fixed. Remember what I said during the teaching on how to prosper in adversity. Don't lose focus on the source of your salvation. We look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, with all that in mind, turn back to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And this is going to sound really strange, maybe, but it's what the Word just told us. Genesis chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. In the beginning, love created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth, of the deep. And the Spirit of love was hovering over the face of the waters. And love said, light be. And light was. And love saw the light, that it was good. And love divided the light from the darkness. And love called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So evening and morning were the first day. See, if we get it in our head and understand everything God does is motivated by love, then we look at creation as, wait a minute, God was demonstrating His love in the beginning. In the beginning, love acted. In the beginning, in a proactive way, love did something, and did something with purpose, did something with intention. Love set us up. That love is the same love that wins us to Jesus. It's the same love that has made possible all of the good things that we read in the Bible. God is love. Okay, I get it. That's cute. Nice little substitution there. But so what? So what? This is the essence of the gospel. This is why we can share with people without apology. This is why we have hope. God loves us. And God loved us when we were ugly. God loved us when we were a mess. I laughed. Kids were just little, and one of my sons-in-law, I saw headed through the house with one of the kids, a finger under each armpit. They were a mess from about here down. He was headed for the tub. How many of you think that God loves us enough that if we're that big a mess, He's going to take care of us? He doesn't stop loving us. He doesn't stop working. He doesn't go, oh, I can't, oh, no, I can't deal with you. I was out the other day and watched a mother who actually behaved like that, and I thought, lady, I'm going to take you outside and spank you. Love proactively goes after the object of its affection. Our God is love. Everything He does is motivated by love. Love created the universe and everything in it with you and me in mind. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. Isaiah 45, 18 says, "For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is love, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, there is no other. I am the Lord." Love lords over us. Everything that we do is motivated, regulated, and controlled by this love relationship. How can I dare to walk up to somebody in Walmart who's sick and afflicted and dare to invade their privacy and ask them if I can pray for them? Because I love them. I love them enough that I don't want to see them stay where they're at. Come on. Why would I have such a motivation as to be a blessing to somebody? Well, it's real simple. It's because that's what love does. Love is looking for a way to express itself. God, think about this. God didn't need our world. He didn't need this. I mean, who in their right mind creates a species that He knows is going to reject them, that He knows is going to be rebellious, that He knows is going to crucify His only Son? Why would you do that? It sounds insane. Everybody just poke the person next to you and say, love does some insane things. The universe and everything in it was created by the love of God so that He could demonstrate to us that love. He needed somebody He could love on. Why do we have children? I mean, think about it. They cost us money. They're a lot of work. They cause all kinds of grief and stress and tension. And then they get to be teenagers. We do it to love on them. And if we're really, really good at it, we didn't get to love on them and their kids. And their kids' kids. And it's more fun with the grandkids and the great-grandkids. By then, we've learned something. I was talking to Larry and Chantel the other night, and they were talking about they're so busy, they don't have time to spend with Luke like they'd like to. And I said, relax. The day's going to come when you're going to have time, and then you're going to enjoy your grandkids. But invest your time now in your son so that you get that time. Agape, the God kind of love, is proactive. Agape, the God kind of love, has to demonstrate itself. In other words, has to express itself. And it does that by going out of its way to find those who need it and express it. Agape, the God kind of love, is something that means there will be action to go with the word. How many of you love being told how much you're loved? I mean, just love to hear it. Love to hear it when somebody says they love you, especially those little kids who come up and just bless you and tell you how much they love you. How many of you know that the hug on the neck is way better than the words that come out of their mouth? How many of you know that it's the demonstrated love that means something? Anybody can say, I love you. It's the people who show it that you value. We don't give up on the other ones. We just take it with a grain of salt. But you see, we were created in the image of God. We were created to think like God and to act like God, which means we were created to think like love thinks, and we were created to act like love acts. And if we're going to be like Him, then we've got to walk in love. And it's our love walk that defines us. It's our love walk that people are watching. It's our love walk that causes us to get behind people like Steve and say, I don't know what it's going to take, but we're going to put you over the top. Get behind people like Cliff Graham, people like Brian Wills, to get behind the people who are out there where we can't reach, extending that gift of love to people that we'll never see. Talking to Constantine the other day, and they had the rice harvest, and you can tell people who are truly born again, people who really give the way that God gives. They took the rice harvest in. They had all of these bags and bags. I mean, 50-pound bags of rice. 50-pound bag. A lot of rice. And it was just, I mean, it was a big truck full. I said, I can't wait to see what happens next. So today, this week, I got an email from him. And it's picture after picture after picture as they gave away 25-pound bags of rice to families in need. Freely you've received, freely give. Being proactive is something that if we look at Scripture, we see it all the time. When Adam had fallen and was no longer fit for fellowship, love came looking for him. Amen? Though man had been evicted from the garden and wasn't walking with God, God walked with Enoch. When men's ways became evil continually, when the whole earth was corrupted, God sent a friend of his named Noah with a message of the gospel that said, God loves you so much, He's provided a way out. And if you'll take advantage of His love, you can be saved from the coming destruction. And yet people rejected it. You see, love isn't something that people necessarily appreciate. There are different kinds of love. And most of the people that we know experience love at a level of what's in it for me. I like love as long as it's headed my direction. The God kind of love says, I don't care whether you like me or not. I don't care whether you receive me or not. I'm going to love you anyhow. That's hard to imagine. But that's what He does for us. And that's what He did with Noah. God is love. When no one was looking for him, love found Abram in an idol shop working for the enemy and invited him, come on, be part of my family. Think about that. Love went out of the way to find him in the pigsty where he lived and brought him out. Went on and brought out his children. And we see love working when the children of Israel are in bondage in Egypt. Love comes in through this fellow named Moses who had a burning bush experience. And love said, if you'll go and be my voice, be my hands, be my feet, I'll bring the people out and give them the land that I promised Abraham. Love did that. Love called the prophets. Love taught David to worship. Love anointed Solomon with wisdom. Love down through the years has done all the things that we read about in the Bible, and we missed it. Because we failed to recognize that God is love. But He is. We just sang about it here this morning. We just saw how God has expressed Himself in love in such a dramatic way. And it's up to us then to respond. God is love. And He created you to be just like Him. So will you love Him the way that He loves you? Romans chapter 5, verse 9 says, "But love is demonstrated, His own love is displayed toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." I had a friend when I was growing up. She lived next door to us, and she used to babysit for us from time to time. She didn't have any kids of her own. How many of you know little ones do things that are not enjoyable sometimes? You walk in and, you know, from neck to knees, yeah, that. And she would get out her handkerchief and douse it with perfume and tie it on and then go change the baby's diaper. Sometimes we're not very attractive. Sometimes we're a mess. While we were still sinners, God demonstrated His love toward us because Christ died for us. Aren't you glad? Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Everyone who loves is born of love and knows love. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, love was manifest toward us, that love has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, so we ought to love one another. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 to 19 says, "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as love is, so are we in this world." The word doesn't say as love is, it says as He is. He is love. So as love is, so are we in this world. Philip said to Jesus, "Show me the Father." "Philip, have I been with you so long? Are you that dense? Come on, Bubba. See? Father and I, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I am." I was hanging out with our pastor in New York, and we were talking about leadership and developing and planning churches, and he said, "You just need to know from the outset, people are hard to deal with. Just about the time you think you're getting through, you find out they weren't even listening." He said, "Sheep bite." He said, "As a matter of fact, this pastoring thing would be great if it weren't for people." And at the time I thought, wow. Now I understand what he was talking about. And the thing is, we keep doing it because we are worth it. When we were ugly, He came to us, not the other way around. Love deals with people in such a way to draw them. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." Let me just ask you, do people feel drawn to you? I have a friend out in Tulsa, and she said, Esther will remember this. He said, "I don't understand. Why am I such a scum magnet?" He said, "Everybody that gets drawn to me, they're just losers, and Why can't I meet any quality people? And I said, the anointing will do that. The anointing will draw people to you that you never expected to be drawn to you, because you're the answer to their problem. How many people flock to Jesus? And some of them didn't even know why. Watching The Chosen and seeing some of the things that they portray, they do a super job of portraying that. And people coming to Jesus, not really sure why they're coming to Jesus, not really sure that they're doing the right thing, but they can't resist. Love is an irresistible force. But why do some people still reject Him? Because love also holds a very high standard for you to come up to. But the difference is, love takes us by the hand and brings us up to it. It doesn't say get up there on your own. It says, here, let me bring you up where I am. The people around us are needing to know what we know. They need to hear the message that we have to bring. They need to know that Jesus in this time is still the answer. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. You know this, right? The love chapter. Well, let's try substitution the other way. God suffers long and is kind. God does not envy. God does not parade Himself. God is not puffed up. He doesn't behave rudely. He doesn't seek His own. He is not provoked. He thinks no evil. He doesn't rejoice in sin, but He rejoices in the truth. God bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. God never fails. Amen? Now, the challenge that goes with that comes back to 1 John chapter 4. As He is, so are we in this world. So, then it comes back to, I suffer long and am kind. I do not envy. I do not parade myself. I am not puffed up. I don't behave rudely. I don't seek my own profit. I am not provoked. That's a faith statement. I think no evil. I don't rejoice in sin. I rejoice in the truth. I bear all things. I believe all things. I have hope in every situation. I endure everything that's thrown at me. I never fail. Got to be shouting. Because if God is love, and that's what God is, and His love is imparted to us, and so we are like Him in this world, then that's exactly what the standard is for us. And that is where we're to walk. That is the things that we are supposed to be measuring ourselves against. Amen? I am a walking, talking demonstration of the love of God. Not just to the people I like. Not just to the people that I find acceptable. Not just to the people that I find desirable. I am a walking, talking demonstration of the agape love of God to everyone I meet. Even the ugly one, even the stinky one, even the users, even the manipulators, even the abusers, I walk in love. Well, people are going to take advantage of you. So? You think anybody ever tried to take advantage of Jesus? Come on. People are people. They haven't changed. Beloved, let us love one another. Now he's talking to the church. Let us love one another. Let us love one another. I was listening to somebody this week, and they were talking about their church, and they were talking about the fact that they're tired of the war goes on in their church. That's never happened here, right? I remember Zach coming back, and he was talking about the way that the church council meetings used to be. And I laughed because when he told the story, I thought, I don't know anything about that. We got a council that is just in love with each other. We know how to walk in love. We know how to get the job done in the kingdom of God because we know what love's all about. I can't imagine being at odds with each other to the place that it's going to come to blows. Oh, yeah. Not us. There are churches where I've heard the 911 calls that they're having a fight in the parking lot, and here it's two board members. Now that speaks love. Beloved, let us love one another. Amen? Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by the love that you have one for another." Amen? By the love that you have one for another. Do we love each other enough to be what God wants to them? It's easy, you know, you hear about a need and we rush to the need. What about the needs we don't hear about? You know, not everybody's going to tell you that they have a need. But the Holy Ghost, it sounds bad, but the Holy Ghost is a telltale. He will tell on folks. And I'm glad. Because I want to follow His lead and do what He's doing. He knows what I don't know. And He'll get me to the people who are in need. I've picked up the phone and called somebody, and I could tell when they answered the phone, they weren't real happy that I called. Because how many of you know when you get caught in a bad place, the last thing you want is the pastor calling you? Yes. And I was talking to this fellow, and he said, "I want you to know how much I appreciate you." And I said, "Oh, thanks." And he said, no, you don't understand. Even when you catch me in things I shouldn't be doing." I stopped and thought a minute, when did I ever catch him? And then I realized, oh, yeah, I remember that. Just happened to make contact at a point when he was at a low point. He said, "You called it just the right time. Keep me from going off into something I shouldn't." Hallelujah. Or call somebody and I mean, I can tell by the way that they sound that they aren't feeling the best. I'm amazed they answer the phone. And I get a chance to pray with them. And they get healed. That's the way it ought to be. Love should be reaching out to people. Love should be willing to walk through Walmart the whole time, walking through Walmart going, "Anybody here, Lord? Anybody here? Anybody here you want to talk to? Anybody here you want me to pray for? Anybody here that I can be an encouragement to? Lord, is there anybody here who needs to know Jesus?" How else will we have the Walmart Revival Center if we don't bring revival to it? Getting in line and just having that little poke from the Holy Ghost that says, "Pay their bill." Lord, did you see how big their bill is? You see how big I am? Yes, sir, never mind. I've been Gibbs slapped a couple of times. You know,
door.
If we'll do what he's doing, we'll see the results that they saw in the New Testament. Because that's what got them the results. They followed his lead. Amen? By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by the love that you have one for another. We're here to walk in love. And if you, again, bring it back to where we started, to walk in love is to walk in God. To just live in his presence. Oh, we sing it. I just want to live in his presence. Do we mean it? See, it's not some weird thing. Is it? We're not living in some cloud where it's all like a dream. This is real life. Because God lives with us in real life. And he is. The Bible says, if I go to the depths of hell, you are there. If he's there, then it doesn't matter where I go, he's there. And if I'll follow his lead, I'll impact people for the kingdom's sake. What kind of credit do I get? Good swift kick in the pants for saying that. You want credit? Or talk to the bank. You want to get the kingdom advanced, then let's do the walk of love. Amen? We come in and we enter into worship and thank God. I mean, thank God for the anointing that rests on our worship. For the God who is worthy of our worship. The privilege of being in his presence. We come in and enjoy that. What about the people out there who are going to hell? They don't even know. And some of them have had such a bad experience with church that they don't want anything to do with us. So they're not going to come here. We've got to go there. Amen? Come on. They're waiting for us. The Bible says all of creation is groaning in eager expectation, waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. Not at the rapture. Now. You're going to show up, or aren't you? Just like Steve was talking about, making on-ramps. I like that illustration. That's good. Making on-ramps, giving them the opportunity to connect. Some of them, it's going to take a long time. I've shared the story about my great-grandfather, who until he was 84 years old, was just an outright heathen. And at 84, came and gave his heart to Jesus. Thank God for it. He made heaven. But if my grandma had given up anywhere along the way, that might never have happened. She kept walking in love. She kept walking in love. She kept, even though he was rotten, she kept walking in love. And as a result, he came into the kingdom. Her kids came into the kingdom. Her grandkids came into the kingdom. I came into the kingdom. My kids are coming into the kingdom. My grandkids are coming into the kingdom. My great-grandkids are coming into the kingdom. My whole family is coming into the kingdom because that woman walked in love. What about you? What about your progeny? Your legacy? Is it a legacy for the kingdom? Legacy of love. Sometimes people get into really bad situations and we look at it and go, great, we finally got a chance that maybe get to talk to them. And that's good. Let's not wait till then. Amen? Let's sow the seed, water the seed, and then when the chance comes, jump on the harvest. What if somebody else gets the harvest? Hallelujah! They're in! Who cares about the rest? We're here to be the church. It's time to act like it. Now, y'all thought I forgot the offering. I didn't. Because this is part of it. Amen? The offering is an act of love. Tithing is an act of love. The Bible says that Abraham, because of his relationship with love, went out and conquered the enemy and brought back all the stuff that had been stolen, all the people that had been stolen, brought them back and gave them back to the people that they were stolen from. And Melchizedek showed up. Melchizedek came in and he showed up and he brought the elements of communion. And he came to Abraham. Think about it. He came to Abraham and said, "I'd like to share with you." He didn't offer that communion to anybody else. He offered it to Abraham, his partner in the walk of love. The Bible says, and Abraham gave him a tenth of all. He gave him a tithe of everything as an act of love. We come in and it's time to do the offering. Now there are people that every week they'll put their envelope in, put their check in, put their money in. And that's all it is. They're just putting it in. We don't have bucket plunkers because we got bags. But it's no different. It's not the love relationship that it should be. We come in, we give because He gave. We give because we love. We give, and I don't know about you, but every week, for me, I wish I could do so much more. Why? Because I can't give enough to express my appreciation for our Father God. If I gave everything I owned and everything you owned, it still wouldn't be enough. Because He gave me everything He owned. And every day, He just overwhelms me with His love. Every day, He just shows me again how much He loves me. And there are days when I'm going, "Leave me alone." He goes, "No, never. I'm never going to leave you alone. I'm never going to walk away from you. I'm never going to forsake you. I'm never going to divorce you. You can walk away from me. I'm never going to walk away from you." And then I cry a little bit, and then we get things straightened up. This offering is about love. I want just every head bowed, every eye closed. Just take a second. Put your offering in your hand. Just evaluate it. Is this an act of love for you? Are you doing it because you love Him? Not because you love the church. Not because you love what we're doing, but because you love Him. If not, just repent. Get it right. If you are ready to give, or ready to celebrate His love, now some ushers.